Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With the waters of the U.S. rule, controversy, and confusion continuing on with lawsuits and preliminary injunctions now in 27 states, plus a Supreme Court ruling in a SACA case expected soon, there has also been congressional action that has taken place at the same time. AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs Courtney Briggs says all of this points to a clear message.
There was a Congressional Review Act resolution that was brought forward, and Congressional Review Act is a mechanism that Congress has where they can roll back a regulatory action taken by the administration and prevent them from using this rule as the basis for future rulemaking. And it's very noteworthy because a majority of Congress has said that this is a bad rule in a bipartisan fashion. So that Congressional Review Act resolution passed both the House and the Senate and was sent to the president's desk. And unfortunately, President Biden vetoed that resolution. So with one swipe of the pen, he failed to move forward the will of Congress, who said, this is a troubling rule and this needs to be rolled back. So, I don't know who else they need to hear it from, but this rule is incredibly vague and very troubling.
Briggs says AFBF feels the Biden administration should have waited to issue their WOTUS rule until after the SACA case Supreme Court decision is made, as the outcome of this case should bring much needed clarity to the scope of the rule. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.